News from UNIFIL. Following the cessation of hostilities agreement in November 2024, UNIFIL has been working closely with the Lebanese armed forces to support their deployment in South Lebanon. This joint effort has strengthened operational coordination between the two strategic partners, helping restore stability in a region deeply affected by ongoing security challenges. This also remains central to implementing UNIFIL's mandate under UN Security Council Resolution 1701. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti gives us more details.
In recent months, UNIFIL has intensified its support to the Lebanese armed forces in their redeployment south of the Litani River. With our assistance, over 120 permanent LAF positions have been re-established, a major step towards extending state authority and laying the groundwork for long-term stability in the area. This expanded presence of the Lebanese army also enables the safe return of civilians to their villages. At the same time, our peacekeepers have uncovered weapons and ammunition cache left behind by armed groups and immediately reported to the Lebanese armed forces.
UNIFIL's efforts go beyond collaboration and support to the Lebanese army. The mission is also focused on supporting the local community's recovery, helping the people return to normalcy and rebuilding livelihoods after the hardships caused by the last conflict. UNIFIL spokesperson Andrea Tinenti again.
Beyond the military coordination with the Lebanese army, UNIFIL peacekeepers are actively engaged in the recovery efforts in the area of operations. Together with the Lebanese army, we are removing unexploded ordnances and reopening vital roads. These efforts are critical for the return of displaced families and will also ensure the safe movement of civilians, the Lebanese army, and UNIFIL peacekeepers. Additionally, they guarantee freedom of movement for UNIFIL peacekeepers, further supporting stability and security in the south. Although UNIFIL is not a humanitarian agency, our mission is deeply committed to the people of South Lebanon. We continue to support the population through projects in health, education, and basic infrastructure, helping bring back hope after a very difficult period.
In the first half of this year, UNIFIL peacekeepers coming from Italy, Republic of Korea, Ghana, Malaysia, and Ireland carried out several projects to improve the school infrastructure in South Lebanon. In Yanouh village, they inaugurated a newly built covered area at the public school, helping create a safer and more comfortable space for students. In villages like Al Kulayli, Abbasiyya, Tir Irmish, and Al Mashab, schools received laptops, printers, and other essential educational equipment. Peacekeepers also continue to provide medical assistance and logistical help, working closely with the Lebanese Red Cross and humanitarian partners and NGOs to support the local community's recovery process. On 8 July, UNIFIL Indian peacekeepers visited the vibrant Tuesday market in Souq El Khan, a weekly gathering that brings together vendors and residents from across the area. The visit was meant to strengthen ties with the local population and support the village's economy. By engaging directly with the shopkeepers and residents, the peacekeepers hope to boost morale and encourage economic activity, particularly important after the challenging period the community has faced since the exchanges of fire across the Blue Line began in October 2023 and the escalation in conflict in September 2024. Such efforts reflect UNIFIL's ongoing commitment to the people of South Lebanon. On On 4 July, UNIFIL Malaysian peacekeepers joined the local community in Kana during a celebration at St. Joseph Church on the occasion of the visit of the relics of St. Therese of the Child Jesus to South Lebanon. Peacekeepers also provided food and drinks and connected with the residents, especially children. The event also featured a musical performance by Ghanaian peacekeepers, creating a joyful atmosphere and fostering strong bonds with the community.